Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. One of the things that disappointed me most about the original 9/11 was no one was fired. We spent trillions of dollars, but there were a lot of human errors. These are judgment errors, and the people who make judgment errors need to be replaced, fired, and no longer in a position of making these judgment calls. So we have a review board. Review board finds 64 different things that we can change. A lot of them are common sense and should be done, but the question is, it's a failure of leadership that they weren't done in advance, and four lives were cost because of this. I'm glad that you're accepting responsibility. I think that ultimately with your leaving, you accept the culpability for the worst tragedy since 9/11. And I really mean that. Had I been president at the time and I found that you did not read the cables from Benghazi, you did not read the cables from Ambassador Stevens, I would have relieved you of your post. I think it's inexcusable.
There's Senator Rand Paul pulling no punches with Secretary of State Clinton during the Benghazi hearings. And this week, and that's where we get started. This hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show moves away from the inaugural this week and gets into some of the serious material that has been on the air on this Benghazi hearing and what happened there. So let's get at it with a lot of input from great News Talk radio programs, some of the News Talk things on television. Doug Steffen here, starting out with Greta Van Susteren talking to Senator John McCain, who says he's not really satisfied with what Mrs. Clinton had to say.
You asked questions of Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. I know that the two of you are friends, but you were quite rough on her.
Well, I hope I wasn't rough on her, but I think we need to make it clear that there are many unanswered questions here months after the tragic loss of four brave Americans, and we still don't know what shaped the talking points that Ambassador Rice used. We still don't know when the president was briefed. We still don't know why the survivors who were flown to Germany were not asked the next day whether it was a spontaneous demonstration or not. We still don't know why the president continued for at least 2 weeks afterwards to say that he didn't know whether it was a terrorist attack or not. And of course, the exchange that he had with Mitt Romney in their debate, where he said he had called it a terrorist attack when he hadn't. But there's so many questions that remain unanswered. Why were so many warnings ignored by the State Department? Why was it when the person in charge of the detail of 16 people objected and requested to stay because of the failure in the security there around the consulate? Why did they heed the warnings when there was an attack on the British ambassador? None of these questions have been asked to the satisfaction, frankly, of any of us who have paid close attention.
But did you get them today? I don't know if you had a chance to watch all the hearings or even in the House. A lot of it is members of Congress talking, and they get to the end of their time, and then they have to get the answer in writing later because they've been either praising her or roughing her up. I mean, there really wasn't sort of like, you know, what do you know, when do you know it, who was there. There's very little of that in the hearing.
Well, first of all, it's not too surprising given members of Congress. But second of all, you only have 5 minutes. So I had to lay out in my 5 minutes those questions that remain unanswered. Because with all due respect to the Secretary of State, she basically sort of said that everything had been taken care of. Greta, why in the world should we not know what the emails were when they decided what particular language that Ambassador Susan Rice would use talking to the American people? Why would Ambassador Rice say Al-Qaeda has been decimated? We know Al-Qaeda hasn't been decimated. We know it's on the rise.
I realize that you're in the minority here, but Ambassador Rice talked to senators behind closed doors. She has not been summoned to the House where the majority, Republicans are the majority. So none of this is, you know, she has those answers, and she hasn't been summoned.
I'm not sure how many answers she has.
But she could say why she was chosen or who gave her points?
The president said in defense of her, she doesn't know anything about Benghazi. That was the president's statement. She was given a set of talking points. Now, she should have known better. She should have checked them out the same way that Colin Powell should have known better when he told the world that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. But I don't think she has many of the answers. The answers lie within the State Department, the CIA, and the White House.
All right, there's Senator McCain on the embassy attack Benghazi. Mrs. Clinton delivering emotional testimony before Congress on the attacks on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi. Four Americans, this becomes redundant, actually, when you talk about the people who have died, what the president knew or didn't know, or what U.N. Ambassador Susan Rice did misleading the public on Benghazi. Ms. Clinton said nothing could be further from the truth on that one. So there's a lot of politics involved in this. The hearings may have been about Benghazi, but they also stoked some 2016 chatter as they included three politicians who could wind up as big names in the next presidential election cycle. Can you believe it? We're all about that just after the inauguration this week. Mrs. Clinton, back on her stomping grounds on Capitol Hill, among the men and women in the Senate who are her friends. This is a very important club, as you know, going head-to-head with the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and a couple of the possible opponents, Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, among them. Anyway, the games and the fun, that's some people think this is, it's all about fun, but it really isn't political hay being made. I guess Mrs. Clinton didn't look her best, but under the circumstances, there are other people involved in this, of course there are. Does it go all the way up to the top of the chain? Yep. 888-302-3684 is the call-in line. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com about this.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't.
Pay and switch.
That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel. Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Stephan with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, beginning the hour with a discussion of Mrs. Clinton testifying on the Benghazi attack, something that's been long awaited. She defended herself, and we continue listening to both sides from News Talk Radio and television back to the TV side of things. Chris Matthews talking to Joan Walsh from Salon.com. I'm sure this will be a very different reading on the Benghazi hearings.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was at her best appearing before both Senate and House committees on foreign affairs. She showed acuity, eloquence, humanity, and charm. To the reasonable questions, she offered candor and humility. In place of a hardline defense of the State Department's handling of the Benghazi horror, she admitted to the limitations of protecting intrepid diplomats heading into dangerous terrain. In response to hostile questions, she came back with strength and a challenge of her own. Hillary, Hillary, Hillary. She never looked better. Venturing forth in unprotected waters today, she showed how not to be defensive, how not to sweat, also how to exhibit humanity and, yes, compassion, even when the witnesses are looking desperately, those people around her, to target her weaknesses. Again, it was a magnificent display of smarts, I think, guts definitely, and caring. She looked every bit like a person who could run for president, run well, win big, and serve confidently. Here's Secretary Clinton getting into some heat points today, by the way. She said that there was never an effort to mislead Americans about whether the Benghazi attack was spontaneous or planned ahead of time. And that set off a heated exchange with Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, a leader of Senate right-wingers, actually. He's with the right-wing crowd in the Senate. He said the administration should have been in contact with survivors to get a better sense of what happened. Secretary Clinton pointed out there was an FBI investigation and it's still going on. It will take some time.
When you're in these positions, the last thing you want to do is interfere with any other process.
Well, I realize that's a good excuse.
Number two, I would recommend highly you read both what the ARB said about it and the classified ARB, because even today, there are questions being raised. Now, we have no doubt they were terrorists, they were militants, they attacked us, they killed our people. But what was going on and why they were doing what they were doing?
We were misled that there were supposedly protests and then something sprang out of that, an assault sprang out of that. And that was easily ascertained that was not the fact.
But the American
people could have known that within days, and they didn't know that.
With all due respect, the fact is we had 4 dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point? Does it make? It is our job to figure out what happened and do everything we can to prevent it from ever happening again, Senator.
Your thoughts about the former senator, current Secretary of State's performance against that kind of performance on the side of the right?
He was so overmatched, Ron Johnson. I mean, Chris, he opened his questions by saying it could have taken a very simple phone call to ascertain the truth. I mean, my God, did he look at the pictures of that carnage? Nothing was very simple. He proved that he's very simple. He's a simpleton. His questions were disrespectful, and I was thrilled that she got angry at him. She showed today, you know, women are sometimes told we can't get emotional and we should never get angry. She did both. She choked up a little bit in her introduction, and she got angry at Ron Johnson as well. She should.
So angry, choked with emotion, some of the things that are coming out of this becomes political. Is it supposed to be, or ought it to be, a political reality? I guess that the reality in our country today is that pretty much everything that goes on is political. Was it something between what the senators asked and how she answered that would create the tone? She took on some of the Republican critics. What difference does it make is where I think you're going to see that, as many have seen the headlines come out of this. What difference did it make? The challenge on the lack of security at the compound in Benghazi is one of the things that have been focused on. But it's what a shame that this has become political. 21 past the hour as the countdown continues.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
As the Talk Radio Review focuses for a few more minutes on the hearings about Benghazi, Mrs. Clinton, in the Senate chambers, it's interesting what happened at the embassy in Benghazi. Congressman saying in the impassioned way that they went, Rand Paul as a senator, calling it the worst tragedy since September 11th. There were other embassies that had been attacked by terrorists, though. On, June 14th of 2002, Al-Qaeda suicide bombers attacked the consulate in Karachi, Pakistan. 12 people were dead there. Gunmen on motorcycles opened fire at the same consulate on the 20th of February in 2003. A lot of other examples as well. Here is Steve Scott talking on his radio program to Senator Robert Menendez of New Jersey, who was satisfied, he said, with Mrs. Clinton.
Senator, were you satisfied with the answers and explanations you heard?
I was satisfied with Secretary Clinton's answers. I thought she was thorough, she was thoughtful, she was forthright, she answered questions for 2.5 hours. She made it very clear that she, from the very beginning, called it a terrorist attack. She made it very clear that there was responsibility to be taken at the State Department as the Accountability Review Board, talked about in certain fields. She not only took responsibility, but she, for certain deficiencies at the State Department that have been systemic over a long period of time.
Not everyone seemed satisfied. Senator McCain called Secretary Clinton's answers unsatisfactory. Senator Paul went so far as to say if he was president, he would have fired her.
Yeah, well, look, I respect that my colleagues have the right to hold the views they want, but and hold the opinions they want, but they're not necessarily have the right to have the facts they want. The reality is when Senator Paul, in the same breath, says that Benghazi, which clearly was a tragedy, was the worst tragedy since 9/11, I think about a Bush administration that had a Secretary of State go before the world at the United Nations and say that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction that drove us to a war in which there were no weapons of mass destruction, that lost over 4,000 American lives and thousands others injured and disabled. And I think that clearly those comments were way out of context.
Here's our radio host Bill Carroll taking issue when Mrs. Clinton asks, what difference does it make?
Did she or did she not do her job to make those people as safe as they should have been? And no one's 100% safe. Did she do enough, and did she try to cover it afterward?
We have no doubt they were terrorists, they were militants, they attacked us, they killed our people. But what was going on and why they were doing what they were doing?
We were misled that there was supposedly protests, and then something sprang out of that, an assault sprang out of that. And that was easily ascertained that was not the fact.
But the American
people could have known that within days, and they didn't know that.
With all due respect, the fact is we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make? It is
stop right there. It makes all the difference in the world. That's why you're there testifying. You can't dodge the issue by saying, what difference does it make? It makes all the difference. Until you recognize mistakes that were made, you cannot correct them and make people who are serving their country in far-off, war-prone, war-zone areas, you can't make them more safe. That's the whole point. She just dismissed the entire inquiry right there. I don't even know why we're here. What does it matter? They're dead now. You got to be kidding me. Now, that's what I'm focused on.
All right. So what's the focus will be the discussion probably through the weekend, the Sunday morning news and interview programs. I'm betting Mrs. Clinton will probably show up on a few of those to discuss this hearing. There were a number of, I think if you look back at the history, there were a number of these attacks, and this certainly was not the worst of them, but it was... It has become a political football. I think that's the reality here. We'll move on in the countdown in a few minutes. Stay tuned.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's a new year and a great time to reflect on things you sometimes take for granted. As the saying goes, freedom doesn't come free. That couldn't be more true for our wounded soldiers returning home. Would you please join me in supporting veterans by getting them the help that they need and deserve? My partners at the Purple Heart Service Foundation are dedicated to seeing that all veterans receive the support they need, so with your help, they can continue to go above and beyond to serve those who have served us so well. Get involved today by making a donation. You can give any unneeded vehicle easily with a free pickup, boats, that sort of thing. Cash, credit card donations are also accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. The Purple Heart Service Foundation relies on your donation, so don't sit around thinking about helping. Do something. Get involved by calling 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. Purple Heart Service Foundation.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Priorities for Congress. The debt ceiling is one of them. As we continue now with more on the debt, your calls at 888-302-3684. After you listen to some of these talk radio interviews, conversations about the debt ceiling, what's being done, what ought to be done. That was a big part of discussion. A lot of issue-oriented news talk radio programs during the week. Here's something that got a lot of discussion started. Carl Cameron reporting on a deal reached in the House this week, which could wind up costing members of Congress, some of them anyway, their paychecks.
House Republicans moved to avert a showdown with the president over the debt ceiling with passage of the No Budget, No Pay bill with bipartisan support.
On this vote, the yeas are 285 and the nays are 144.
The measure requires the House and Senate by April 15th to each pass a budget framework that balances in 10 years. Should either chamber fail, its members' paychecks would be delayed. The House-passed bill also suspends enforcement of the federal debt limit until May 19th, at which point it increases retroactively without offsetting spending cuts.
The premise here is pretty simple. It says that there should be no long-term increase in the debt limit until there's a long-term plan to deal with the fiscal crisis that faces our country.
House Democratic leaders mocked the No Budget, No Pay bill as a Republican attempt to ransom member salaries until the GOP can strengthen its bargaining position for budget fights looming later in the year.
This is a political effort simply to increase their negotiating strategy, leverage 3 months from now, at the expense of jobs in the economy.
It is a gimmick unworthy of the fiscal and economic challenges that we face. This proposal does not have certainty, it does not have growth, and it does not have my support.
33 House conservatives broke ranks with GOP leaders and voted against the bill as insufficiently conservative. 86 House Democrats voted for it after the administration cast Republicans as retreating and indicated more than once it would not object to the measure.
The House Republicans made a decision to back away from the kind of brinksmanship that was very concerning to the markets, very concerning to business, very concerning to the American people.
While House Republicans have passed budgets during the Obama era, the Democrat-controlled Senate has not. But even before the No Budget, No Pay bill was passed in the House, Democrats in the Senate agreed to vote on it too.
We're going to proceed to work on this legislation and get it out of here as quickly as we can.
Democrats really think they won this round because the debt ceiling will go up in May without offsetting spending cuts. Republicans counter that getting Senate Democrats to agree to a budget by April means that for the first time in 4 years, Congress may be able to show some degree of real fiscal discipline.
888-302-DOUG for a discussion of the debt ceiling. We'll probably spend most of the rest of the hour on this. Help yourself when you have a moment after you listen to it. Here's, for example, a pretty good conversation. Charlie Brennan is a good, thorough talk radio host. He and Debbie Monterey talked to Bob Fuss from CBS about the debt ceiling debate being, in essence, pushed back once more.
Many Republicans, including some in our area, like John Shimkus, a congressman, and Rodney Davis, the freshman, said that they would both use the debt ceiling as leverage to try and get some budget cuts. But apparently, House leadership changed its mind, Bob Fuss, and the debt ceiling debate at least has been put off till May.
That's right. I mean, they basically backed down from that position, and they did it for a couple of reasons. I mean, part of it is, you know, these brinkmanship things they've been doing have not been working out for them. And, you know, they had a retreat about a week ago, and their pollsters came and told them, you know, you guys are just not looking good, and this isn't working. And so they decided on a different tactic. And so basically what they're doing today is passing an extension of the debt ceiling that will allow the government to pay its bills until May 19th. No conditions, no strings attached in terms of spending cuts. And they have other opportunities coming up to try to do that. You know, there are the automatic spending cuts in the Defense Department and elsewhere that are coming up very shortly now in March. And in addition, the bills that fund the government are going to expire soon. And so they have other opportunities to try to make their case, but they decided that this one is not the best one.
And how will they make their case? Is this a situation where the leadership is really going to have to bunker down and figure out how to get this message out, because obviously they lost presidential election, and as you mentioned, polls are showing Americans just really don't want to hear about, you know, tightening the belt, no matter how serious and real our fiscal situation may be.
Well, Debbie, I mean, I don't think the problem really is getting the message out. The problem is they're, you know, sort of changing their understanding and beginning to understand that they only control one little piece of the government. It's an important piece, the majority in the House, but it's not enough to change the direction of the country. And so I think what they're going to try to do is lower their sights a little bit, and they're not going to give up trying to get what they think is best for the country, which is reducing the deficit, and frankly, most Democrats agree reducing the deficit in some way is also important. And so, you know, there'll continue to be battles over spending, and they're going to continue to try to push. And it would not surprise me terribly to see us on the brink of a government shutdown in another month or two. And there will be some other, you know, kinds of things that will happen. But this business of the debt ceiling is so serious because, in essence, it would mean the government defaulting on its debts.
888-302-3684. Do you see it that same way as we listen to these discussions about the debt ceiling? Here's talk host Dom Giordano talking to Congressman Mike Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania about the strategy behind the debt and budget deal that did pass through the House this past week.
What's the strategy? Now, you guys were in retreat. You were at a retreat and came out of this with seemingly a little bit of a different strategy around the debt ceiling.
And a lot more unification. I mean, the strategy is pretty simple. There is a bill that I've been arguing for the past year called No Budget, No Pay. Pretty basic concept. The hardworking men and women I represent up in Bucks County, Montgomery County, they don't do their job. If they don't show up for work, generally they don't get paid. Members of Congress should act no differently. The debt ceiling issue, the spending crisis we're in this country, the debt-driven spending crisis, is in some measure due to the fact that the Congress has not had a budget for the past 4 years. Now, in the House, we pass a budget every year, but because the Senate doesn't pass one, we can't get to budget reconciliation.
Okay.
There's no budget. So the vote would extend the debt ceiling for 3 months, and there's a particular reason in the sequencing of how we're doing this, but attached to it, and this is, I think, just as important, attached to it is a bill that tells the Senate, if you don't pass a budget within the prescribed period of time, which will be April of this year, your members of the Senate don't get paid. And the same for us in the House. If we don't pass a budget, but
right.
Of course we will, we don't get paid either. And once you put your spending plan on the table, which the Senate has not done for 4 years, now we can get to the real debate and discussion that we've long past due in this country as to where to make the cuts and how to get it done, and then take their budget and our budget, bring it to a conference committee, and work it out.
Work it out. 888-302-3684. Long time coming. This conversation. Here's Taco's Keith Larson with one of his callers. They talk about how ridiculous Congress's idea, or at least the idea that came out of Boehner's news conference the other night. Yeah, no budget, no pay idea is really.
It's classic GovCo. They've got their trite little phrase. They've got their slogan. No budget, no pay. Ooh. No budget, no pay. Because that's going to make a difference. Because these people, all of whom are millionaires, I don't believe there's any such thing as a member of Congress. There may be a couple scattered here or there out of 435, 535, including the Senate. There may be a scattered couple. There's not a one of them, practically, though, that's not a millionaire, that's not self-sustaining, or that doesn't have campaign funds, or that doesn't have supporters that doesn't have a path. They're not. You think they're living paycheck to paycheck? Oh my God! We better pass this budget now, or we're going to lose our paycheck. James, how you doing?
Yeah, it is a laughable moment. There's no question about it. But the key word, the operative word, was what Bonner said. And if you listen to it in its entirety, he said, no budget, no pay in escrow. And so he didn't really need it, but the word escrow is there, which means that they still get their money no matter what.
Well, yeah, what they're going to do is like, you're depositing money for the closing of your home. They're going to take the pay, and because actually I believe that there is federal law that they cannot refuse their pay. They must be paid. So what all they're talking about doing is putting it in escrow until they pull the next little puppet show out of a rabbit's head, and then they'll get the money.
888-302-3684. Here's Taco's John McConnell with political analyst Kirby Goidel about calls for the president to use the 14th Amendment to raise the debt ceiling and straighten out that thing permanently.
One of the things that caught my ear was he said that Representative Clyburn, Jim Clyburn, wants him to invoke the 14th Amendment and unilaterally raise the debt ceiling and just bypass Congress altogether. He made some comments in there going, if they want me to, if they want to give me that power, I'll take it and I'll do it, but they should basically get their act together and do that. Should the president have the authority to unilaterally raise the debt ceiling? So far, in this non-scientific poll, 16% are saying yes, 84% are saying no. I'm going, if you won't give that power to somebody you didn't vote for president, then don't give it to anybody, you know? That's just too much power in the hands of one man or one office. So.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. I don't think it's a good thing to do. I think it's an abdication of responsibility on the part of the Congress. Were they to do it, I don't actually think they'll do it. I think it's more of a sort of ploy to strengthen the hand of Democrats relative to Republicans to sort of throw the threat out there. And I don't even think, looking at President Obama's comments, I don't even think he believes it was a very good idea.
No, I don't think so either. But I mean the fact that it's I don't know. I mean, because Jim Clyburn, anybody can make that comment. He's just the latest person I hear actually say something about it. But there's been talk about that for a long time. And I remember I was thinking about this actually towards the end of last week. I remember Senator Robert Byrd, who he was huge for taking power away his entire time in the House and the Senate, and he was like there forever, taking powers away from the president. He was not in favor of, handing over more power. He wanted to keep as much power as possible in the Congress, where it should be, because at least you have open debate over there instead of one person taking advice and then making the decision.
All right, the debt ceiling, the budget, those of you who are worked up about it, now is your chance, 888-302-3684, and maybe you're upset about all the conversations, the vote in the House, et cetera, help yourself to our lines. They'll be available to you in just a matter of moments here on The Countdown.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
We want a metaphor for the big deals at Office Max, like a huge. But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. He's a symbol for our tiny prices. Like when you buy a 10-ream case of Office Max multi-use paper for $46.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $42 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying $4.99 for a full case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. But don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 26th. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at Office Max, like a huge. But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. He's a symbol for our tiny prices. Like when you buy a 10-ream case of Office Max multi-use paper for $46.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $42 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying $4.99 for a full case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. But don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 26th. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
The discussion of the debt ceiling and the budget battle, making it popular on Facebook. So let's, I'll look at a few of those, but more interested in your interesting calls on the budget. Here's Chuck in Texas with a focus on politicians.
I retired after 19 years from civil service and Army civil service. And what happened is I just received last week from Office of Personnel Management's tax increase with my monthly retirement. Now, my question is, it wasn't much of a tax increase, I have to admit, but this is the beginning, I think, of more things to come. And one of the things that I don't hear any of my congressmen or any of the congressmen or any of the senators saying, for instance, Senator Kyle from Arizona is going to be retiring, Senator Judge Gregg from New Hampshire is going to be retiring. These gentlemen have been in the Senate for over 19 years. Senator Kyle, I know for a fact, is going to be making over $140,000 a year in retirement. I only make $750 a month in retirement. I have not heard one word about these gentlemen paying more taxes than I am.
888-302-3684. So we'll take the rest of the hour and get as many of your calls in as we can on this deal reached in the House It doesn't make any difference, or is it nonsense if some of the members of Congress don't get paid? It gets put away for a little while. Is that just so much show, so much huff and puff? What's the deal with you? 51 after on the countdown.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Continuing now with your calls on the debt ceiling discussion. I guess you'd consider it part of the budget battle. 888-302-3684. What do you really think is going on here with the discussion of Congress not getting paid? How much they get paid now? How much they get paid when they retire? Here's John in Virginia with some thoughts on Congress and what they ought to do.
$875.29. That represents monthly the subsidized health care that every congressman and the Congress gets. If they're under a family plan, they get almost a $200,000 a year salary, and then their health care is subsidized by the taxpayers out there in your listening land by $875.29 monthly. I say if they want to do something with the budget, go after their $875 monthly subsidized health care that they've got.
This becomes a great political football. People love to take shots at Congress, how much they get paid, health care benefits, all that stuff. And some of the concern is really pretty legitimate. How are you feeling on this? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Quick call from Phoebe in Pennsylvania now.
We have a lot of churches, mega churches, that don't pay any taxes on their real estate, and some of them own TV stations. And then there's like that mosque that they're building in Ground Zero. That's probably not paying any taxes. There's all kinds of religious organizations that are sitting on money. And the rumor used to be that the Catholic Church owned Yankee Stadium and Maiden Form Brasiers and a lot of stuff. They have a lot of investments. And so why shouldn't they pay some kind of tax to help us out in this time of need?
Nobody's talking about waste, fraud, corruption, abuse, the money that gets wasted by politicians and bureaucrats. Why isn't that part of this discussion? It amazes me. Here's Ike in South Carolina with his thoughts now on the countdown.
I think where our problem stems from is, like in any household, when you carry debt, you try to, yes, you do try to cut your spending, but one of the big things that you do is try to increase your income. And I think where our problem stems is from the inequity in the tax code that allows corporations and a lot of wealthy individuals to continue to get away without paying their tax. As an independent, I didn't vote for somebody that was going to take a meat axe to the poor. And I can tell you that that is a very big issue. And I can also tell you that if you come after the poor heavy-handedly like the Republicans are planning on doing, what you saw in Egypt can happen here. I would caution that you don't come after the poorest of the poor and the most vulnerable in this society because we can't stand the upheaval.
All right. 888-302-3684. A serious political discussion about the political ramifications of what happens if there isn't a way to... Isn't there a way to fix this without cutting into these programs again? Back to waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. Joe in Missouri thinking that the opposite of this fellow who just called.
I'm glad the president is changing his mind a little bit after this election. I think he's getting the message we can't keep spending. I'd like to see the Department of Education get severely cut. And forestry and a lot of these, I would call them not that important. But education, you know what? If the kids don't do the schoolwork, I don't care how much money you throw in the Department of Education. And it's up to the children, the students, to do their part with all the money we're giving them. And as far as the poor, I'm really getting tired of hearing about the poor because in the 90s and even up to 2006, our economy was humming. And they didn't do much to improve themselves. They could have got a job in any field. Everybody was hiring. Generations of these people stay poor. They don't improve themselves when the time is right to improve.
Generations work the system. We all know people who have been on welfare from generation to generation to generation. Seems to be how the program works. Here's Steve in Iowa with final thoughts in this hour.
If my memory is correct, the Republicans ran on the economy and jobs in 2010, and they voted against every one of Obama's jobs bills, and we all know the state of the economy. And also, I think what would help us out to get this ball rolling is in order for the Democrats to agree to some spending cuts, I think the Republicans should agree to pay off their debts that they created the 8 years that George Bush was in office without involving spending cuts, and they may have to raise taxes themselves in order to pay for their own debt.
And isn't this conversation get old? Oof. Well, that's it for another hour of conversation. This is the Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.